Back in January, the UK took on the one-year presidency of the G8, the club that includes Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Russia, the United States, and yes, the UK. But it doesn't include China, Brazil, India, and lots of other emerging powers. They have to make do with the rather less exclusive but increasingly important G20. The Prime Minister says his priorities this time are what he's calling the three T's: trade, tax and transparency. As ever at these do's, it is about the big themes, and so with that, a fair dollop of big, lofty rhetoric. I've been to a few of these summits before, and they remind me a bit of those meetings you might get dragged along to at work. There's a bit of a groan at some of the things that the bosses have to say, but realistically, they've all got to get together at some stage, and it is quite useful to know what they're all up to, what their current priorities are, their hobby horses and their wheezes. Like so many things, it's probably best to think of it in human terms rather than bureaucratic terms. The Prime Minister put it quite neatly in an interview with The Guardian yesterday. He was pondering what happened to the so-called summit communiques, the summary of the conclusions at the end, once those jet-lagged ensemble of prime ministers and presidents have stumbled bleary-eyed back to the airport. I once asked where these communiques go after we agreed them, like in the EU, David Cameron said. Is there like an elephant's graveyard of communiques, or a room where they all end up, like that advert for Carlsberg with the complaints department where no one actually worked? The Prime Minister's argument is the purpose of the summits should be the fireside chat, as he put it, leaders getting together and talking face to face and candidly about the kind of global problems that can only get sorted with their involvement. In other words, don't expect instant solutions, but don't believe long-term solutions would be possible either without this sort of get-together.